Hey, Shelby.
Hello, Rhiannon.
You want to record a podcast?
I do. I would love to record a podcast.
Do you want to actually record it this time? Unlike the past 10 minutes?
Take two. It was so good, too.
I know. You guys just missed the best 10 minutes of Super Ladies.
Is it really recording this time?
There's red.
Okay.
Red cool. Numbers.
Okay. All right.
Where evidently my SD card was invalid. Or something. I don't know. My podcast
that,
recorder.
Doesn't that sound so old now, that technology? Like, when you say your SD card's invalid, that sounds like so 2010.
Right.
Anyway.
So, we are, if you listen... Okay, so this is Super Lady's number. We don't know, because we have one that we haven't uploaded. It's about Luke Cage. But who gives a shit about Luke Cage now that we have Iron Fist? So, the most recent one that you have probably heard... is our exhausted Iron Fist.
And that's not to say we don't give a shit about Luke Cage. There's still plenty to talk about Luke Cage. We're going to go back and do that. It's just right now it's on pause.
Right. All Marvel Netflix shows matter. All Defenders all matter.
All the Defenders matter. Defenders.
Defenders. All Defenders matter.
All Defenders. Equally.
Equally. We are not saying that...
one defender is more important than the other defender.
We just are more freshly. We've actually more
fresh.
Anyways, yeah. We podcasted last night about Iron Fist, and we got it on the internet faster. And we will go back to Luke Cage at some point, but Iron Fist was one small part of New York Comic Con 2016.
It's a teeny part. And what I was trying to say earlier is this can be a really long podcast.
And what I was explaining to Shelby is that part of this podcast... if it goes too long, you guys might get to see my amazing falling asleep on Shelby.
And I was saying that that's my life. That's my whole life. I just want to talk and tell my story and have somebody listen to me and talk back to me or maybe read me a story or something like that and want somebody to hang out with me. So I know Charlie feels the same way. Charlie has trouble finding people to hang out with him. We won't be in the same city, but if you ever, Charlie, just need somebody to like just... talk to. I know you can do the Skype thing. We'll Skype. We can hang out together.
The two of you can talk about some
things.
Maleev and manspreading.
We can because talk about Maleev and manspreading.
God, I almost forgot about the Maleev manspread discussion.
So I say we got a lot to discuss.
We got a lot to discuss.
I will discuss this with you, Charlie.
Right. So in the end, the end of this podcast will probably be Shelby talking to you guys and me just passed out because that's my special skill. I demonstrated it all over Comic-Con.
She did. If you're not somebody who can just lay down and go to sleep on a concrete floor or on a sidewalk.
I am so prepared to be a homeless person in New York.
What did I tell you this morning? When the homeless people look more comfortable than you do.
This morning we passed several homeless people on the way to the Javits Center. And they were sleeping on their nice cardboard boxes.
And they had like the best blankets ever.
We were, I feel awful for being jealous. We should have left them a few dollars.
Well, we did. Like... you know, we can go, we got to cover that because we did.
Yeah, yeah.
Or did we cover that already about leaving... given the lady.
Yeah, okay, so total apologies if we cover anything that we already covered in the Iron Fist panel, because I honestly don't remember recording that podcast yesterday. I remember uploading it today, and we listened to a few minutes just to make sure, like...
And I was totally entertained and wanted to listen to all of it, and you turned it off.
So. Dude, you saw how long it took my computer to, like, process that, like, 2 minutes.
I was like, I want to listen, let's see what they have to say about this Iron Fist video trailer.
We're charismatic as fuck.
So where do we want to start? When we got to New York and went to try to catch some...
Yeah, I think we should start a little bit with our prep, because that's relevant. In talking to a friend of ours that just got back from... or that went to San Diego Comic-Con this year, we have a friend that had a fantastic trip to San Diego Comic-Con, and we sat down with her. She lives in New Jersey, and so we sat down with her over the weekend when we went to get our Super Lady shirts. If you follow us on Twitter, you saw our fantastic Super Ladies shirts.
They're pretty awesome. There's only two in existence, so don't email us like asking for one or...
I mean, if you email us asking for one, we'll set up a Cafe Press site.
We'll try to make it happen.
Like we can.
We just know you just want the Iron Fist swag.
Yeah. Yes. if it is not all gone and you listen to this, leave us an iTunes review and send us some sort of proof.
And you have to listen to it because we're going to quiz you on it later. I'm going to quiz somebody. They can't just leave a review and say, you're awesome. I'm going to have to ask something that was specific. If you could... No, I'm just playing.
Well, like, no, just leave us a review. That's all we want. Playing. Leave us an iTunes review. Send us proof. We'll send you Iron Fist swag. And until we're out of Iron Fist swag. And we have a little bit. We accidentally picked up a few extras.
Some people would probably classify it, quantify it as a shit ton. We have a few copies of things.
We have a few copies of things.
But that's because Marvel just said, here, take.
And we also, if you would prefer, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. swag. I have a couple of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. posters. I might have a couple Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I didn't grab any of the M&M shit, so don't, like, go
ask. Oh, my God, there was only M&M shit. And it was bigger than our poster, too. So, anyways, we put out on that call for...
tips.
We put out that call for tips, and you guys sent us tips.
And we needed those tips.
It was, because it wasn't just, we did sit down with our friend in New Jersey, but we also got information from another friend of ours.
Who said, get a poster tube.
That said, get a poster tube.
We didn't. We needed a poster tube.
So that was one piece of advice we were given, was get a poster tube and a strap, so that when you pick up posters, you'll have a place to put them. And we were like, man, we're not getting posters.
We're going to buy any of that stuff. Anyway, shit ton.
And then...
a shit ton of posters later.
But we also had a friend... we had a commenter that left us comments that does San Diego Comic-Con a lot. And she had some great advice. And so we really went into this with a lot of advice.
And we've learned a lot.
Yeah,
you have to experience. There's a lot of stuff you just have to just go through. What works, what doesn't work. All cons are different. Not all cons require you to like get up at 2:50 in the morning.
Yeah, you don't really need to get up at 2:50 in the morning. We just did it because
no, you need to. You do. Don't listen to her. You totally need to get up at 2:50 in the morning.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second. We're still talking about prep. So in the pizza shop in New Jersey. And the friend that gave us in-person advice said she had one, and this is like a life lesson as well, and I am going to mess up
her wording. Oh, now I know where you're going with this.
Because she has fabulous wording for it.
Can we just say her name? Love you, Jenna.
Jenna gave us fabulous advice.
And I'm like, the whole time you're talking, I was like, where is she going with this? What huge piece of advice? No, I know. Okay, go ahead, tell your story.
Like, where the fuck else would I be going with?
I forgot. See?
Don't go to that pizza place. Like, what? No. Jenna's advice was put good energy out in the world, or put out in the world what you want. And then put good energy out in the world.
We fucked that all up, Jenna. Sorry.
God, Jenna says it so eloquently, and she, like, drilled it in. But it comes down to do nice things and good shit will happen to you.
That's right.
And she just drilled that into... Yeah, I mean, she didn't drill it into us. She was actually just really calm.
Just be positive. Just go into it knowing that it's... You're about to have a good time with a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
Nothing shitty's gonna come out of it. And just roll with it.
And, I mean, I think she... we had several people advise pack snacks, you know, pack water. We took bottles of water, stuff like that. And I think all that is stuff that you don't necessarily think about. Or that I'm not... And little stuff like that made a big difference.
Made a huge difference between starving.
Yeah, I mean, we still starved a lot. We did. But it wasn't...
Made it bearable, though. But a lot of times you were starving, and it's not like, well, just go get a hot dog. Well, you can't just... go.
Like, I don't want to. Yeah, like, they might start calling the line forward. And I don't want to go get a hot dog. And then, it could be, like, 3 hours before you get a chance to go to hot dog. So that little bag of cashews in your purse. That's right. I don't know. If you randomly saw a girl at Comic-Con walking around stuffing cashews in her
face. Or peanut butter sandwiches. I don't know how many peanut butter sandwiches I had, but they were the best peanut butter sandwiches.
Because I clearly remember walking across the show floor with cashews and just being like, nom nom, that's pretty. Nom nom, that's pretty. Nom nom. Look, B.A. Baracus. Nom nom.
Snacks. Lots of snacks.
So, anyways, she said put good things out in the world. So we then came to New York City. Well, I mean, so then... you know, on the millionth time of hearing this mantra, I was like, so Shelby, what are you wanting out of this con? You know, what is the good thing? Because you had to pick your good things and put them out in the world. And,
right.
And there was Hurricane Matthew. And at the time, the tracker showed that Hurricane Matthew was going to clobber.
I mean, Pretty much the whole East Coast is what it looked like. Yeah, I mean, from the tip of Florida all the way to Comic-Con.
Yeah. So, you know, I was there trying to figure out a different place to park my car and all this. And Shelby was just like, the good thing I want out of Comic-Con is for this hurricane to fucking go away. So.
Because at this time, it's a category, like, 5 at some times.
Well, and not to say, I mean, we're recording this, Hurricane Matthew has hit. And not to say, it has been devastating.
Yes.
When we got to New York, there was Iron Fist filming.
Yay, Iron Fist!
And we went out there. I guess, shit, this is a lot. This is going to be a really long podcast.
It's
going to
be long. This was Wednesday. Let's time frame it.
This was Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, Tuesday night. This was Tuesday night. Yeah. Yes, we got to New York Tuesday night.
We got to New York Tuesday, and
we're on our way to Iron Fist filming.
We were on our way to Iron Fist filming, and this homeless person, I mean, you know, you're in New York, there's panhandlers everywhere. This woman came up, and she just, you know, please, do you have any money? And I just, I've lived in a city with lots of beggars. I've lived in New Orleans. And I go right into no mode. Nope. And, you know, Shelby was with me, and we just powered past this lady, and we got, like, a few steps past her, and I was like, we're supposed to be putting good energy out.
Yeah, we stopped. We were like, no, this is not right.
Yeah, so we stopped, and we got some money out of our purses, and we turned around, and I went back and gave it to this woman. And let me just tell you, I mean, like, I don't give money.
Look,
I occasionally give money.
Yeah, and it also does not. I don't give a shit what she turned around and she did with it. Yeah. Or if we got, ha ha ha, y'all got fucked, y'all got had.
She really looked hard up. I felt awful.
That's not the point of it. That's not why you do what you do.
So. And her eyes lit up. I mean, when I came back, I just got, like, I think about just her face, and I want to go back and give her a 20, and I, yeah. So anyways, we wandered around Iron Fist filming.
They were doing big shit, you guys, big shit.
Big shit, like, blowing up shit. And
we might be in the middle of big shit. We didn't see any big shit. Nothing really that we can.
Yeah. There were some scenes with lots and lots of extras, and we might have accidentally been extras. We don't know. We actually might have spent some time hiding in the bushes because we kind of got trapped
out there and didn't know how to get the fuck, like.
We did. We spent a lot of time wandering around the building that we now know is Rand Industries and, hiding in bushes and stuff to just be out of their scene because we didn't want them to, like, have to waste time telling us to leave.
We were trying to get,
I mean, like,
out
our
there.
Goal whenever we're around set is not to be a nuisance. I'm sure us hiding in the bushes kept us from being a nuisance. And we wandered around.
We were so tired that night, though. We did not hang. I mean, they were probably just really getting cranked up when
we
got
there.
Yeah,
we were there till midnight, though. We were there till 11:30 or something.
We didn't get out there, though, probably till 10. Yeah. So, we didn't hang around too long. We did see the trailers. We didn't really see anybody. I'm pretty sure we saw the showrunner a couple times after knowing what he looks like now.
Yeah, we saw probably a director. It might have been second unit director or something. I think I saw Jessica Hennick, which is, we have learned how you pronounce
Hennick, not Henwick, all this time.
Yeah, the woman playing Colleen Wing. You pronounce her name Hennick. I think I saw her walking back to the trailers, but nothing exciting all around. What I was really hoping for, what I was putting out in the universe, but evidently I should have given the homeless woman a 20, was to be at the trailers where the actors are, and to see
the costume.
Finn Jones. I forgot Finn Jones's name, so that's
Iron Finn.
About how we're doing. I expect to see Iron Finn. I just wanted to see him, like, step out of the trailer and have, like, I knew he would never step out of the trailer and be in an Iron Fist costume, but I thought maybe, you know, he would have the puffy jacket that they used to hide the costumes, and I'd see, like, green spandex or something. But, didn't give the homeless woman a 20.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
So...
we didn't wander around too much, because like, we did not want to be in the middle. They, you could tell, they're trying to finish up. They were working really hard to try to finish up, and...
and they did finish up. Iron Fist wrapped filming
yesterday.
9 o'clock Saturday morning.
Yesterday morning. So, they've been... those dudes been working. So, yeah. So then Wednesday, we went back one more time just for... because they were
filming Nera. No, yeah. We went to Brooklyn.
Well, yeah, of course we went to Brooklyn, but then...
to see Captain America's ass. I gotta give a shout out. I have a friend Lisa that came in for Comic-Con as well, and I hadn't shared... I mean, I don't know if I shared... I don't think I shared the picture of Cap's ass. We went out and saw the Captain America statue.
And it's glorious, people. It is worth the trek. It is something to see. There is just something so cool about... here's a Marvel superhero, and people are standing around like it's fucking like Abraham Lincoln or some shit.
Right? Like, and we went in a little restaurant there, and like the people at the counter were like, that's the guy on the statue! Because Shelby had on a Captain America shirt.
And you know me, I'm clueless. What?
Yeah. Well, we didn't know, because they just, like, saw her shirt and
we had to point over there, like...
and we're like, what?
I thought she was saying, like, that shirt, like, did you get it over there by the statue? And I was like, no. And she's like, yeah, across the road. Oh, did you go? Yes. Yeah, we went. Yeah. So.
They wanted to make sure we weren't hanging out in Brooklyn without seeing Cap's ass. I was like, let's take a selfie in front of Captain America's ass. And the funny thing was, the next day, this other friend of mine that came into town for New York Comic Con, she posted a picture and was like, and it was a of Cap's package, but like from his ass. It was, yeah. So, I'm in like-minded company.
Yeah. So if you're in Brooklyn, it's
wonderful,
you have to. And it might be moved by the time we.
Yeah, I mean, its final resting place is resting. Final location is Prospect Park. Brooklyn, which I'm sure the Google can get you there as well as it got
us. Just Google
to
Captain America's ass. Oops, you might get Chris Brewster might come up if you Google Captain America's ass,
I mean, you know, a happy accident.
We were gonna ask Chris Brewster if he posed for the statue.
Oh, that's right.
But we forgot. But
well, we could still ask him.
It is so cool. Like, it is. I mean, it's kind of like it's an experience of like, when you walk up, and for a minute you're like, fucking Captain America, this is fucking real, and this has happened, and he's an Avenger, and
right? He's a national treasure.
He is a national treasure. It's fucking Steve Rogers, and
National treasure. And there were people, I mean, yeah, there were lots of people around the statue treating him like a national treasure, so it was awesome.
It is cool.
So cool. Get yourself to Brooklyn. It was right off the
subway.
And
there's a Shake Shack, you guys, in Brooklyn where there's nobody at. Like, every Shake Shack I've ever went to, they're lined up out the door, around the corner. This is the least busiest Shake Shack I've ever been to. It's a laid-back Shake Shack. You just...
right. You can just walk right in, order, sit.
Sit.
You don't have to, like, scour for tables for 20 minutes.
Oh, it was great. So, shout out to the Shake Shack in Brooklyn.
The Cap statue. Of course, I mean, if you're into the foodie scene, it's Brooklyn.
You
can walk, like, two blocks away and get your ramen tofu, organic kombucha.
Yeah.
I've been away from my hipsters too long. I can't come.
I love Brooklyn so much.
Shelby just had to check because she.
Yeah, I got retweeted by the Jessica Jones account, so I have to, like.
She's, yeah.
I'm looking at those stats. I'm looking at those stats. Like,
so, that was pretty much. We ended up at Midtown and just, like, shopped for stuff, but.
Yeah.
We'll talk about comics some other time.
Yeah.
And then Thursday morning.
Then we went back and we tried to check more Iron Fist film, and they were still filming Wednesday.
Dude, no. We were just walking through Times Square, and Rhiannon was like, there's Iron Fist. not a guy in green tights.
Yeah, she saw the badge.
I saw the badges. They have badges. And I just, like,
He's got a kick badge on. Like, what the fuck? I'm just trying not to get run over.
Yeah. I was like, Shelby's just, like, concentrating on walking in New York, and I'm like, we need to pull over right now. You need to stand here with me right now.
I'm gonna act like I'm hunting Pokemon right now.
Right? I had my Pokemon out, and I'm like,
They went in that door.
They went in that door. I want to see what they're doing with that stuff.
And we didn't ever see what they were doing. Spoiler alert.
They filmed something in the finale in Times Square.
And we did.
Vicinity.
We never saw the trailers or anything. Probably what they were doing that day is filming more out. Like, I figure, like, exterior shots and stuff like that, because they're trying to make where they're at look like they're in the middle.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we didn't see shit. For all I know, they, like, blew up some shit, but we didn't.
Yeah, there could have been all kinds of really exciting things, and we didn't see it because
we had Comic-Con to get ready for.
So, zip. Thursday morning, the first day of Comic-Con.
Which is supposed to be the most chill day. We had no big plans to get up extra early.
We didn't have any panels we wanted. I mean, we had panels we wanted to see, but none that were like, if we don't get into this. It was our practice day.
Yeah.
We wanted to make sure we could find the goddamn Javits Center.
we were going to walk it. So, like, yeah, okay.
Get to the green entrance.
Because this goes back, you guys, like a year ago, when we all of a sudden decide, we're going to go to New York Comic Con. We're going to go. And so, here we are. So, we fucking didn't know what we were doing. So, Thursday's supposed to be the day that you can check out the showroom floor and Artist Alley.
Well, that's a lot of advice. I mean, we have seriously been asking everybody for advice. And a lot of people said, go to everything on Thursday. Like, the rest, don't do anything Saturday. Go to everything Thursday, because it'll be too crowded on Saturday, and then all the people, and blah, blah, blah. So Thursday's your day to go
Thursday
meet the artists.
Thursday is the best day to shop, walk around.
Yeah. So we got out of bed at 6-ish.
Just taking our time. Nobody comes on Thursday. They were trying to get rid of those Thursday tickets.
Seriously, they didn't sell all Thursday tickets until, like, Thursday.
Fuck them and those Thursday tickets. Okay, I love you, New York Comic Con. You did right by me, but fuck that shit. Anyways, moving on.
So, we checked. We were staying 12 blocks from the Javits Center. So, we hiked our happy asses down there. And we go to the green entrance, which there are people sitting in front of.
We're like, okay, all right, maybe it's a little line. We didn't expect to be the first people in line.
It's almost
8 o'clock or whatever it was.
Yeah, there was Doctor Who shit.
Of course
some people got there earlier.
And not to mention, there's stuff going on continuously at Madison Square Garden and the ballroom. So they have...
Those are different lines.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's two other different... Yeah. So you're like, okay, all right,
we get to the front of the line, and there's people there. So we're like, okay, we'll find the end of the line. And we just
walk, and
we turn a corner. I mean, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so you turn a corner. It goes
about a block. We turn... And so that corner, in New York, you have short blocks and long blocks. So short block, turn the corner. We're walking. There's people.
It's always kind of disconcerting when you turn, like, the second corner. Yeah. And there's people lined up around the second corner.
Yeah.
Then you're like,
yeah,
fuck me. And you don't know whether to applaud these people or I don't know. Like, because you sort of want them to, like, just go away at that point. Like, what did you do? It's Thursday.
Yeah, so we're like, it's Thursday. You fuckers aren't supposed to be here. This is, like, the day we were practically told we got a private con.
What are you doing? Do I pat you on the back or do I kill you? What?
Yeah,
you're making it hard for everybody Thursday, people.
Right. So we walked.
And keep it in mind, number-wise, I'm trying to do the math in my head. We coupled out, 1,000 people, maybe. I mean, it looks like a lot in your head when you're walking.
Because once we got in,
numbers-wise, I mean...
Those shoots, I think each of those shoots holds, like, 1,000 people. And there were a few shoots in front of us. So maybe a couple, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was 6 blocks worth of line.
So there could have been 6,000 people for all I know.
We have no idea how many.
And the people, what's really funny is we're like, okay, well, fuck, we just are where we are in line now. I mean, there's nothing you can do at this point.
Yeah.
But to watch people's faces.
Oh, that's the best part.
After we get in line, when they turn the corner, and you know they're feeling what you just felt.
Right.
And they're even further back than you are on a Thursday. Because
right.
These people are strolling in now at...
And this is like 8 o'clock in the morning. I mean, the show does not open till 10. So, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning feels like you're getting there. In a normal world, getting somewhere 2 hours before it even opens is plenty.
Plenty of time.
Plenty.
Not at the con, people.
Yeah, yeah. Treat it like Black Friday or something, whatever. So, yeah, just watching people come by and then be in there. And then, and then when it moved, it moved.
Yeah, it moved.
And, people were jogging down the street.
Oh, God, yeah. It was a free-for-all that first day. They really weren't prepared for people who were cutting in line and that kind of thing. We got, it's a badge tapping situation at New York Comic Con. And it worked. There was, I don't know if it's all kind of, like, for show. I don't know that it really works, but they make you think it works. So that's all that matters.
I think it works.
I mean, I'm going with it that it works, but there's part of me that goes, okay, yeah. I didn't see anybody's badge ever turn burp, red. Everybody's green.
I mean, like, there were some guys in line behind us that were like, we're just going to sneak through this line, and we never saw them get hauled off by security. Even though, if I had been nearby, I would have made sure security knew about your asses.
Yeah, just don't be a dick, people. Don't be a dick. I mean, like I said, it worked. Whatever it was they were doing, it worked for me. I never had a problem. You scan in. Okay, cool.
You scan in, and then they lead you, like...
You immediately have to go.
Seriously, was it you that replied to it that said it was, like, the lamest parade ever? Like...
I don't know. I think it was one of our friends in line. Like,
yeah, one of our friends in line that was like, this is the saddest parade ever.
Because you can't immediately, because again, it does not open till 10.
Yeah.
So they're doing you a favor if they let you in at 9.
Yeah, so I think they let us in the building. Was it 9?
It was earlier that day. It was not as early as it got
Or
later in the week, but it was early that
day. We
didn't
stand in line very long, so I think they let us in. Anyways, we moved. We got in the building. They lead you to this big room, and I took tons of pictures of it. I might get them up on the show notes.
It's a ginormous ass room that probably could hold
giant room.
20,000 people?
Oh, probably, easily.
You have to make a choice when you go into this room. Are you getting in line for the showroom floor?
Just to go to the con, which is basically go to Artist Alley, go get signatures.
Go get Starbucks.
Go to get autographs. Go get Starbucks. Go shopping. Go to the Marvel booth.
Whatever you want to do. That's your choice. Or you queue up for the main panels. There are other panels that happen that you do not have to do that part for. So, if you're going to any of the main stage panels, you have to go get in a queue line for this panel.
And they all have, like, special shoots. So, you go and stand in these shoots, and then that's sort of, like... And that has... where you are in that shoot has nothing to do with when you get in for that panel, where you sit, all of that. It just says you have a seat in that panel.
Because, again, all that is a badge tapping situation. You have to tap in for this panel and... If you get done with that one, you have enough time, you can go tap in for something else.
So, anyways, we had the badge tapping system. So, the first day, there weren't any panels. I mean, like I said, there weren't any panels that, like, we were worried about. Like, the big thing on the main stage was a Doctor Who
panel. Yeah, we're not Whovians.
And we were like, okay, whatever. But we wanted to practice the whole badge tapping thing and go into something. And we happen to like Kevin Smith.
We love Kevin Smith.
And we recently hung out at the Secret Stash with Mike. And Mike seemed like a cool guy, so we decided to go to the Comic Book Men panel. Shout out to our boys.
Can I rewind back for a second? We were like 6,000th in line, back standing out in the building. Like, there's no way. I'm in my head. There's no fucking way we're getting in for Comic Book Men. There's
really?
No way. There's no way.
Oh. I love you boys. I love you boys. But I knew we were totally getting in for Comic Book Men.
It's like, there's no way. Everybody's going to want to do these panels. I didn't know that there's, like, the Funko lottery going on at fucking Toki, fucking whatever, Doki shit or something.
I was shocked at the number of people that just went to the main showroom floor line. And I didn't know all the things that entailed. Exclusive, you know, like, if you're wanting a Stanley autograph, you know.
Or if you want, like, the Marvel stuff, the tickets, the lottery tickets, like, that they do. I mean,
I had no idea about all that stuff.
If y'all want to know showroom floor shit, this is not the podcast to listen to.
Oh, no. Nobody. You really probably shouldn't be listening to us for advice anyways. We're just telling you about our weekend.
That's right. That's what not to do.
I don't know why Shelby keeps giving you instructions. Like,
what not to do.
Anyways, we got tapped in for Comic Book Men.
But while we're sitting there, we met really cool people.
We did.
Casey was who we met.
We met Casey. So after we tapped in for Comic Book Men, then you go in and get in line for... So what... And this becomes important for later days. Like, after you tapped in, I didn't know if you could leave.
You can't. Spoiler alert, you cannot leave.
No, but somebody later told us you could. Like, you could tap in and go to Hammerstein.
Oh, right. Or leave or something. Whatever.
Yeah.
I thought you meant, like, leave and go get Starbucks, because you can't do that.
Well,
I
mean, the Starbucks, like, inside wasn't open.
Right, but outside the building.
Yeah. You can leave. Yeah. Yeah, you couldn't go. Anyways.
So after
you tap in, and then you can go do something else. And sometimes you had to stand there and wait an hour before you tap in. Sometimes you just walk in and tap in. And then we went and we stood in the line for the main showroom floor, and that's where we met awesome people. Well, I mean, we met awesome people everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
By the end of the weekend, we were meeting people, and we're like, I don't fucking remember where I met you, but you're awesome.
So, yeah, and in a con of, I don't know how many people, to run up.
Yeah, to keep. I mean, we have friends that were there. I actually have a friend that I was looking forward to meeting up with, and I never saw her all weekend.
Yeah,
and it wasn't for, like, I mean, like,
no, it's chaos. If you're not doing the exact same things, and even then, if you're not there together as a group, it's almost impossible. Yeah.
And even then, I mean, shit, we lost each other.
Yes, a couple times. Yeah.
But anyways, we, and then we waited in the showroom floor, and I mean, this Q Hall, I feel like I'm in a relationship with the Q Hall at this point. It's just a big empty room with white walls and concrete floors, and
little stalls, you go, little chutes you go into.
And it has bathrooms, and a water fountain, and a security guard that would like to be a comedian, and... I've seriously been there, spent so much time there. And then they let us out to go to the show floor.
We go to the show floor, and we were really clueless as to what, Casey had to tell us where to go, you go here.
Yeah, Casey led us to the show floor. He's like, no, you're going up that escalator, and then you turn right, and then you run through
And then it's bam, and it's like, it's there, and you're like, wah! And it goes on, and on, and there's any fucking thing a nerd could want is...
Except for goddamn Luke Cage hoodie.
Marvel, what the fuck?
Or an Iron Fist hoodie.
Just a fucking hoodie.
Either. Oh, we
hoodies did. At New York Comic Con would sell like the fuck. Yeah, I mean, just really. Especially a Luke Cage hoodie right now. What? I mean.
Why the fuck? I mean, I don't care. Marvel wasn't selling it, then why the fuck wasn't, like, Hoodies R Us selling it?
No, like superhero stuff.com. Superhero
stuff. Give us goddamn hoodies. Anyways. So we wandered around there, but it was really crowded and kind of overwhelming.
Yeah, for a Thursday, it was really crowded. But again, we did not know they was giving, like, fucking Funkos and Toki fucking Doki whatever. Some kind of fucking limited... I don't know what it was.
Toki Doki?
Something somebody wanted.
Yeah, there was something. Yeah. We later learned that the big, big crowd on Thursday was because of buying shit that we... I had no interest in buying. But we wandered around the floor for a long time, like, looking at stuff and all that. And then we're like, where the fuck is the Marvel booth? Because that's, like, really what we're here for.
Because when I walked in, I'm zeroing in. Like, Image Comics. It's Image Comics. Oh, my God. Killer Bee Kill. Fucking Brubaker. Outcast. Blah, blah, blah. So that's all I see is, like, Image. Yeah, I didn't see the Marvel. Yeah. I don't even think we even thought to, like... I don't know.
I really expected, like, Marvel. Yeah, I expected Marvel to glow and
yeah, like, flash in and be able, like be Daredevil. Like,
you can't miss this. You can't miss this.
It's not like that at all. Instead, they just have a big red sign that just says Marvel.
And security guards say, keep walking, keep walking. Grab your stuff and go.
And don't get me wrong, it's a huge booth. It's not a little booth. They had a whole complete Iron Fist experience and a fucking, like, you could get your beard trim like fucking Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Oh my god, they have like a fucking barber set up doing beard trimmings and stuff. Yeah, so anyways, we found the Marvel booth and we were like, oh, this is cool.
And they get free shit all day long at the Marvel
booth.
But
we didn't even get free shit that first time. What the fuck were we thinking? No, we did.
We got the comic. Yeah, we
got the Iron Fist comic.
Yeah, that's when we were like, holy shit. And that's when you took the picture and it went viral. You were the first one to post the picture of the...
I was the first one to post the picture of the Iron Fist comic.
Because it's our Iron Fist. It's Finn Jones on this comic, which is...
Yeah. And there was it was originally reported that it was a prequel comic, which... I never reported that. I just said, here's a comic and here's the cover of it.
We actually never looked inside.
We never looked inside. Tonight, I finally looked inside, and it was, like, the origin story. It was an older comic reprinted with that cover. And if you leave us an iTunes review, I'll send you one.
That's right. And it's hot, you guys.
It's so hot. So, then we wondered... Then I was like, okay, I get shopping exhaustion.
Well, it's overwhelming when there's so much. When there's 47 booths of Funko Pops, when there's 14 different vendors selling t-shirts, and then there's 120 different comic, like, used comic book, booths. It's,
and I don't remember the way the timeline goes, if we, when Comic Book Men was...
It was early. It was before noon, I think. Maybe 11:30.
Okay, so then we went to the panel.
Yeah, then we went to the panel.
And love you guys. Love you guys. Love you, Comic Book Man.
Kevin
guys.
Smith, I love you so much. I mean, to be at your first New York Comic Con and to get to
listen to Shelby.
I know, and to get to listen to Kevin Smith do what Kevin, because Kevin talks a lot.
Oh, you haven't seen Kevin live?
No, I have not seen Kevin live.
That was your first Kevin live.
That was my first Kevin live, my first New York Comic Con, and for my first panel to be Kevin Smith. Aww. And I love Kevin Smith, not as much as Mark Bernardin, but I love Kevin Smith.
Straight up, Shelby's like, I want to meet Kevin Smith so we can talk about Mark Bernardin.
What Kevin does, and it is, I think, I just learned so much from Kevin. It's just to not be negative. And that was a message, and that was fun to get to listen to him, even though he pretty much talks over everybody. It's Kevin Smith's show. It's a message that's worth hearing.
Yeah.
And I
think it was a good one to start the con. It was like, you know, fuck.
He almost makes you cry.
I am bitching about not having a Luke Cage hoodie when we have a Luke Cage TV show.
And, yeah.
You know, I mean, like, embrace.
And I'm sitting in New York.
Yeah.
Listening to Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith is in the same room I am.
Right?
So. Right. So it was a great first panel. I think it was the way it was supposed to be.
And we got to see some clips from Comic Book Men Season 6, which I'm really excited about, even though I think I watched, like, some of one. And then, but Comic Book Men, since I know you're listening, because by now you've discovered that we're charismatic action.
If they're still listening by now, we're, like, 47 minutes into this, like, day one of Comic Con.
38
minutes. Okay, close.
I'm totally gonna catch up. I'm gonna, like, Netflix
then you. I owe something. You, like, a free day of working in the store or something. If you're still listening at this point.
Yeah.
But it was fun. I love those guys. I love them. They're funny. And if I had a DVR, I would totally DVR the show.
I'm gonna see. I'm gonna watch them on whatever streaming service they're on. Because I'm gonna have to go and pick up Kill or Be Killed too.
You're gonna have to, yes.
They're gonna be my neighborhood comic book shop.
Yes, Kill or Be Killed. By the time you pick up Kill or Be Killed number 1 and 2, 3 will be out. So just go ahead and
fuck balls. These monetary commitments.
I'm trying to think. What else did we do?
We saw the panel, and then we went to Artist Alley. We went to Artist Alley that night, that day.
Oh, we did. I was thinking we didn't go, but we did. We went our first day.
So
because that's when we were told, yes, that's when you have to go. Yeah. And oh my God, you guys, Artist Alley is the fucking place to be. Oh, why would you go to the showroom floor when you can go see art? Oh my God. Just, oh my God. I can't talk about this without getting emotional.
There were several artists that we looked into. I mean, we wanted to wander and look. But even on Thursday, Artist Alley was packed.
It was, with yes. People. I was like, this is a slow day.
You couldn't really walk through and...
Because apparently that's the day you go and commission and things like... We don't know about that. Don't ask us about that either.
We don't know.
We didn't do any commissions.
We are not here to give advice. So we walked around. So we picked out some of our favorites that we knew we wanted to see. And those were David Mack,
Alex Maleev, Sanford Green, and
Charles Soule,
and
I want to think there was somebody else that there were some others that we went and saw later.
That was probably
that first day, those were like our learn our way around.
Yeah, and we didn't know there was a whole big like sheet they would hand you. We were trying to like pull the app up on our phone and figure out like okay, because it's not like okay M. Well, surely he's in row M. Like, no, it's not like that at all.
Why would it be like that? No. Shelby's instincts about all this are completely wrong. I'm glad she prepared really well before we went. My instincts evidently are good for winging it. No, so...
When we got there,
I don't know who we walked...
I think we hunted for Mac first, and he had just got there. I mean, he was... Well, it looked like there was a crowd of people around his table. I was like, oh, fuck. But really, there wasn't. We were really the first person.
Whoever he was next to had, like, a line.
Yeah, I don't like, crazy. Know. But he was still pulling stuff out of boxes.
So while he had his back to us, we went through his portfolio.
Yeah, he's like, I'll just look around. Whatever, I just got here. And he, nicest guy. Nicest. And so, his portfolio is just laying there open, like, and you don't even want to touch it because it's like touching like something like sacred and holy, and you don't want to dirty it up with your like nastiness. You might taint it if you touch it. So you flip through, and there's anybody. I mean, surely everybody knows what we're talking about, like Echo, End of Days. What else was in there?
There was gorgeous Daredevil art. There was just gorgeous there. I mean, that's,
and I knew when we flipped to the one that we ended up getting that was. That is the one.
Yeah. We both ended up buying a print of Daredevil and Elektra. They're on their knees.
From End of Days.
He's bandaged up, and they're holding each other. It is. And it's pretty damn sexy.
Yeah, I think when you were flipping it, because I think, again, I didn't want to touch it with my, like, dirty hands. When I got to that one, because I've seen it on the internet. I mean, I have End of Days, and it's just...
At some point, listeners, I had to explain to Mac that Shelby had just had an orgasm while he wasn't looking.
I think it was a literal, like...
I was like, Shelby's having a moment. I'm glad you're over there unpacking your box.
And I might have even said, like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you might have.
Because it just, it involuntarily just...
But I think he was very busy in thinking about unpacking his stuff and did not catch... your moment that you were having. And I think he's used to having people having moments.
His stuff is so gorgeous. There are no fucking words.
And if you're trying to, and I mean, like, if you've seen, there's like new the Jessica Jones theme. The pictures of the Jessica Jones theme for the TV show.
Yes.
That's his art.
There's.
That's the type of stuff. He has a very distinctive style.
He's got his own books out.
He was on the EJ Scott podcast and just such an interesting guy. And we talked to him a little bit about that.
Seriously, I'm getting all Kevin Smith over here. I'm like, I'm about to cry about it. It's that.
That's okay. I'll keep talking.
It's that.
Shelby really, really had a moment. And we bought prints from him. And he gave us little postcards. And he signed them, like, of his work with Neil Gaiman.
Yeah, and I could really have brought the shit out of all of it. There's nothing that Dave and Matt has done that you can't frame and hang in your your house.
Yeah. And I thought, what I thought was interesting, and what I tried to keep in mind, some comic artist on Twitter had posted something like, if you're at Comic-Con and you see somebody whose art you like, even if you don't need it, consider buying it, because those booths are so expensive, they're not going to go home making a profit. They're there for the social, you know, they're there for so many other reasons, but help them make it worthwhile. So, I mean, that's where I was just like, here, have my $20 bill.
Yeah.
Take it.
Yeah, and I should have bought two. It was real dumb not to buy two. That was real stupid.
Oh, that's okay.
That was really stupid. I'm sorry, Dave and Mac. I should have brought two. I should have bought all
David Mac's listening.
David Mac so far. David Mac's listening. Charlie Cox, Mark Bernardin,
and Kevin Smith.
Sorry, I forgot about Kevin. He was on my list.
At this point, they're playing the podcast over the speakers.
If we're doing a running tally, that's who's listening so far.
If we throw in a few more curse words, they'll play it over the speakers.
We decide, okay, we're going to go see what Alex...
Well, he was really close.
Yeah, he was on the same aisle.
Just right across the aisle.
From Mac. And, which I could have stayed and just hung out with Mac. Again, David Mac, if you need somebody to unpack boxes for you, if you ever find yourself at, like...
You'll lose half your shit, but, you know.
If you ever find yourself in, like, in Georgia and at the shithole Comic-Con, I will unpack your boxes for you.
Yeah. So we moved on to Maleev.
Stand in line earlier.
Well, and we've talked about what we've heard about.
Yeah, but we'd heard like another story that kind of was like, ooh. Yeah.
Like everybody sort of had a story of Maleev being,
difficult. Maybe
difficult. And so we walked by, and Maleev was sketching, and he had like a little sign up that was like signings between 3 and 4, and it wasn't between 3 and 4. And he didn't, like, acknowledge...
He was busy. He was drawn the fuck out of something.
Sort of walked away.
And we stood over and watched for a second.
We stood over him
and watched for a second. And so, it was nothing on him. It was... we didn't want to stop and talk. I mean, he did not say fuck off or anything like that.
No, he was just there. Forgot about Sanford Green.
We walked around, but I didn't... I was just like, oh, okay.
You looked at what he had on the table.
Oh, yeah, that's when I made my decision.
You looked at the table.
I know, but that's when I looked. I didn't buy it, but I know.
And Sanford Green does the Power Man Iron Fist series that's going on right now.
Yes. So he had some prints on the table, and they were all gorgeous, too, but there was one in particular. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I won't. I just bought this David Mack. I mean, I can't go home with all the art. Although I want to go home with all the art. Always.
And at some point, we went and bought tubes to put our Mack posters in
because
you get a poster tube and you have it on a strap and you carry it around and it says I got
so
posters.
I did not buy from Green then. I just in my head mentally. And when I walked away after, and I was like, fuck, so pretty though. So fucking pretty. And just all day long. Fuck.
Right.
And we may have walked by Soul. I don't know if he was there. Was he there then? I don't remember.
Soul was there because, did you buy curse words?
Nope. Not buy it that day. Not until I went back with.
Soul was there. He had a crowd. We didn't stop to talk to him. Because we decided because Gene.
Daredevil Room.
All right. You're in the podcast now. She had met up with him before, and he knows her from Twitter and stuff, so we just thought we'd go back with her.
Yeah, we'd go back with you.
And that was pretty much day one.
Yeah.
We're only 50 minutes into the podcast.
It's okay. I'm trying to hit the highlights now.
Yes.
So we go home and we rest because we're getting ready for Friday, which we know is going to be a bigger day, and we have a Stranger Things panel. And that was an early one.
Yeah, so Friday we had a double header. We were going to try to hit two of the panels on the main stage, both of which we expected to have high attendance, Stranger Things and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So we decided to get to the con at 6?
Yeah, we did like an hour earlier or something.
Like we did 7 or 8 the day before, so we went at 6. And
we ended up not.
We did pretty good. We were like a block and a half away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we got right in. We got to Stranger Things, and we got to tap for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. We tapped for two panels that morning.
So that was like victory. That felt like a really big victory.
Yeah, because Stranger Things was fucking crowded.
Yeah. And I don't think it ever filled up. I think because it was the very first panel of the day, it never filled up.
Maybe that's where we met Casey. Maybe I'm so confused.
I don't know.
Anyway, Casey hung out with us in line when, and we saw him again over the course of the con, and it was really cool. So,
yeah.
So we tapped for both of those because it's you see these shoots filling up and you're like, while you're in one line for one panel and you're like, ah, oh, fuck, I'll never get it, be able to tap for another one. Yeah, you probably totally can.
Yeah, I mean, the
room, we didn't talk about the room. The room in the main stage hall room is huge.
And Stranger Things, we didn't care so much. There wasn't going to be new footage. There wasn't going to be anything like that. So we actually noticed that there were seats in the balcony. And when we were like, well, fuck, let's try those out. That might be our favorite place.
The balcony's
tight. And we went up there, and there are, like, these nice comfy seats. They have armrests. They swivel. If you're in the wrong place, you can't see much because of columns and shit. But highly recommend the balcony.
But there's two ginormous, big-ass screens anyway, because the room is so big.
But there was a column between us and the screen. We wouldn't have been able to see.
There's two screens.
One's at a fucking angle.
There's two screens. There's two screens. Don't let her know. There's two screens. You're fine. Because this room is so huge. If you're not middle within, like, the first or second row, it really doesn't matter anyway. You're not going to be too close enough to touch these fuckers. You're not going to be close enough to probably, unless you got a really, really good camera, to get any really good pictures anyway. They're going to keep the room dark enough that they really want you to watch it on the screen. I mean, you just want to be in the room. The thing is to be in the room.
You're not giving advice.
The thing is just to be in the room. I'm just telling people, I'm being real with you people. I'm being real. Don't rush in the room. The room's plenty big enough. You got a seat. Chill the fuck out.
Millie Bobby Brown and the dude that plays the sheriff were up on stage.
Oh, God, why am I drawing a blank of his name? I'm drawing a... Oh, fuck. Anyway.
Hopper. They were cool. Hopper. They were cool. Millie, just very, very, very charismatic.
She's adorable.
She's adorable. She took over the whole show.
It did, like, not even matter.
He would start to answer a question, and she would just be like, yeah, yeah, and, like, explain her.
She could have hosted the panel. She didn't even need anybody. And it did not even matter they weren't showing new footage. By the time you left out of there, you're like, I fucking love her. I don't care. I don't know.
By the time it was over, I was like, girls. I'm done with her. Like, I feel like I've been through another whole season with her, and I'm ready for...
But this is different. This wasn't 11. This is, like, going through a season of Millie Bobby Brown with a little accent. She's so cute.
Yes, Millie Bobby Brown. She joked a lot about the fact that 11 says nothing. What does she want next season? She wants 11 to say something.
Why can't you just call Will on the phone? She's cute.
That was.
She's precious.
They talked a lot about the differences between the 80s and now.
Like, these kids that are born in, like,
these
the 2000s.
These kids have no idea.
Oh God. We're only on, like, Friday. Oh, jeez. But that's when we met up with Daredevil Room.
Yeah, we met up with... we finally met up with somebody. And we went back to Artist Alley.
Yay!
And... this time, we didn't. Mac actually had a crowd, so we didn't go there.
I don't think.
And Maliv was signing.
Yeah, did we do Maliv then? Or go back at 3 or 4? Yeah, it doesn't matter. We did. We ended up doing. We did Maliv. Alex Maliv.
I like dragged Shelby over to the Maliv.
Well, first, no, it takes. I'm just going to call her Jean. Sorry, Jean. I'm just going to call you Jean. It's either Jean or DR, and DR confuses Rhiannon, and she thinks that means director. So.
Or Danny Rand.
So, Jean is the one who got Maliv to sign something first. She was.
So, she went up and broke the
ice. Yes, yeah.
And then I was like, Shelby, you need to get your stuff signed. And he heard, and he prepped up, and he was like, yeah, yeah. And she started pulling out. I'm just going to tell the story.
No, I'm going to tell the story.
She started pulling out her Scarlet, because she was like, I'll have them sign Scarlet. And I'm like, okay. And when she started pulling it out, she had it borged and bagged, and the tape from her bag it stuck to the comic, and kind of ripped a little bit of the front of the comic.
Just a little bit.
And I'm like, oh, you just, like, ripped up the comic. Like, you need to pull out the Daredevil and have him sign that. And it's the Daredevil man spread that we all love.
Because by this point, he signed Scarlet, and he's like, just pull out whatever, you know.
Yeah, and he was like, just have me sign all of them. And he was, I mean, very fun. I mean, after all of this stuff, you hear about him being a jerk. He's like, yeah, just have me sign all of them.
So nice. So
we pull out the Daredevil comic that Shelby talked to Charlie about. And I'm standing there, and I'm like, she has to have this one with you because you have to hear about the conversation she had with Charlie Cox about it. And he's like, what? And we're like, yes, he wants to see this in the show. And he's like, oh, you can't do this pose.
Yeah.
And we're like, what? And he's like, it's considered bad form now. It's called manspreading. And you're not allowed to do it. And we're like, well, yeah. And he's like, you can't do it on the subway. Which, there is a huge thing about manspreading on the subway. And he's like, so if he does it in the show, he can't do it on the subway or something like that. And we got to talking. And he just kept going on. And he was like, I actually posed for this one myself. And we're like, really?
And he's like, yeah, on the subway.
On the subway. And we're like, okay. And he goes, in the nude. And we were like, well, maybe Charlie can do it that way in the show.
It was awesome, though. He was great.
He
will sign whatever.
Yeah.
They don't charge.
No.
Which made me feel, like, now I feel really shitty. I probably should have bought a print or something.
Well, I don't know if he was selling prints.
I think he
had sketches.
I think he had a few. Yeah, he had, I think there were prints in the back. And then he had, like, the Matt, oh god, you guys, there's a Matt Murdock sketch that's,
oh my god, he had a half naked Matt Murdock sketch.
We'll just leave that at that.
I'm just gonna leave that. Shelby would totally have it.
Yeah, just leave that be.
So anyways, he was a doll.
Yes, enjoyable. Love you, Alex Maleev. And again, if you find yourself at Shithole Con, I'll work for you too.
Yeah
when I'm not working for David Mack.
And we'll stay away, and we won't look over your shoulder while you're drawing and stuff like that, because, yeah. And then we went, oh, okay, and so, like, the night before, Shelby, like, as we're getting ready to go to bed, she's like, I should have bought that Sanford Green print.
I had regrets.
I was like, well, you should. You know, I was explaining the whole, you know, support an artist thing. And she was like, yeah. I was like, you should. So, at some point in this, I was like, okay, you're going to Sanford Green. You're buying that fucking print. You kept me up last night talking about it for, like, 30 seconds more than I would have been asleep.
This, this print's glorious, you guys. You'll get to see pictures of it. It's.
We walk over, and there's, like, there's nobody at his table. We got so lucky. Like, nobody at his table. And Shelby just walks up and goes, I need this one. I'm like, these guys had never seen her before, ever. Like,
I want this.
This one.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
And it was green and...
David Walker, I think.
David Walker. That do the Power Man Iron Fist. And they just got the biggest kick. They were like, this is the most decisive customer ever. And she didn't look at anything else they had.
Yeah, and he goes, well, you're not getting this one. And I went, huh? He's like, we got something better. And, of course, he was pulling out the one that nobody had fondled.
Yeah, they have those out there for people to just touch.
Fondle. Because I didn't fondle and had a moment with the other one, so he gave me
And they just got a kick out of it. And we talked to them again on this last day, and they were like, we went to a party afterwards, and we were telling everybody about our most decisive customer ever. And so, like, Shelby's famous. Shelby's con famous. There's, like, artists talking about this shit at con parties because they didn't try to get up at 3 a.m.
It's because I'm such a big fan of Power Man and Iron Fist, and it's probably my favorite new run that I have started reading, you know, in the last year and a half or whatever. That's the one. I have to have every.
So I'm so glad you got it. It's an awesome print.
Me too. It's so pretty.
I love it.
That's my favorite. Even if I went back again, that's still the one I would get. Yeah. I don't want that one. We did go back today just to touch on it one more time because they had Power Man Iron Fist t-shirts and I missed out. So again, regrets. Buy it, people. If you see something you want, you better get it.
Buy it.
Show his advice. Another tip.
We went to see Charles Soule, who writes the current Daredevil run. And who said that in like a year or two we're going to get an explanation? No, he just told us that at the con. That came out recently.
He said by issue 20, I think.
17 through 20.
Yeah, 17 through 20.
And we're on like 12.
Yeah. So.
So we went over and Shelby got curse words.
I decided to, because I did not bring any of my Daredevil for him to sign. But the curse words did stick out. I should have bought it at the Image booth, so when he had some over there, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Gotta get this.
And she got a pair of curse words sunglasses with them, and he invited us to, like, some curse words party that was going on that night, but we were getting up at 3 a.m. the next day.
Yeah, and I can't remember when he said it comes out. January, February. Right. Yeah, so this is just a preview issue, but totally cool. Again,
Did you read it?
I have not read it yet.
Okay.
But it looks cool as fuck. It looks cool as fuck.
I mean, we're good at curse words.
I'm excellent at curse words. But again, super nice. Everybody in Artist Alley, those are my people. Yeah. Those are my people.
And I mean, I think we might have stopped to talk to somebody. Oh, yeah. No. We went around to Paulo Rivera, who was not there, but we looked through all of his books.
And you're going to make me look up this guy's name.
Sudzoukas.
Okay.
I don't remember the first name, but I'm fairly certain that was his last name. Who evidently on the Wade no, on the current salt. Run
mm-hmm. when Garney does
has
not.
Done yeah does issues when Garney is not doing them, and he had some beautiful Daredevil art.
Oh yeah, the story. Tell us the story.
I don't remember the story.
Yeah, I remember you remember the issue? Do you guys remember? I don't remember what number it was.
Oh, it's the one with the gambling.
Right, but I don't remember what number. Yeah, the gambling issue.
Yeah,
where Matt's playing cards with He told us the story about all the people in
the crowd.
In the casino, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he told us who all of them were.
It was so cool.
Yeah. Very, very cool. I mean, yeah, he sat and talked to us a lot.
I should have bought some of his shit, too.
All of his art and everything.
I didn't buy no shit.
I know. That's why I dragged you back to Artist Alley today. I was like, you might have regrets.
I know. If I didn't have to tote it all back with me. If they would just mail it to me. Which a lot of these guys do have their own websites, too, that you can check out and get stuff.
And, I mean, actually, at the con, there was a mailing station, like, to mail shit home.
Oh, fuck. Oh, well.
But
I missed that.
Regrets.
Missed that. But it just, being a fan of comics, and then to go and get to see these people either draw right there in front of you, or to see the actual...
He showed us the pages.
Yeah, the actual pages. The actual, this is where they sat down and drew this, is, I don't know, it just shows you what a process it is. And I have nothing but respect for these.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then we went to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. panel.
Which was a late fucking panel.
Oh my god, it was so late. we got to see the next episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
In a room
with Clark Gregg and Chloe Bennett and Jeff Loeb.
A shit ton of people. Yeah. How many people that room holds.
And I haven't been a huge S.H.I.E.L.D. fan recently, but that episode was fun. It was a lot of fun.
It's so much fun to watch something with people who are as enthusiastic about it as you are.
Yes.
I mean, it's a 42-minute episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and we were, like, losing our shit.
Well, and I mean, there was a major... You know, I have no idea when I'll upload this, so I'm not going to spoil. But there was a major, major, major thing that happened. And I was like, if they do not resolve this by the end of the episode, I worry that this crowd is going to...
Yeah.
Storm the stage and kill people.
Yeah.
And I mean, leave that as it is. This crowd did not kill people, but, you know.
So that was cool. That was our first test of, I mean, Stranger Things was huge and probably equally as big as Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was our first Marvel panel.
It was a Marvel panel. They had the snipers.
Yeah, where you get the Marvel
speech. We had to hide our phones, and we got the Marvel confidentiality speech. We got Jeff Loeb. It was our first sold-out panel. Or, not sold-out, but, you know, full panel. It was awesome. And it was nice to go in there, and yeah.
Yeah, so that was his, we felt really like we had done some shit Friday.
Yeah, Friday was a big day.
but it was all in anticipation of Saturday. Like, Friday, after Friday was over, that was cool, but that didn't mean shit, because Saturday. Saturday's what we came for. Saturday.
Which we talked about Saturday on its own podcast.
Yeah. So if you've listened to that, you know it all works out, but
if you haven't listened to it, we got up at 3 a.m., we waited outside in the cold, we met a family that was dressing up as Ghostbusters, then we went in and we immediately swiped for Iron Fist.
You're, like, making this seem way simpler than what it was. You're skipping...
Well, it's a whole other podcast.
I know, but you're skipping, like, how I had to pee for, like, 3 fucking hours. You're, like, making it... You're, like, giving, like, the fast forward. You know how they do that time-lapse shit where it's, like, and then this happened?
We're an hour and 5 minutes.
I know, but that's what it is. You're, like, and then we got in and we did it. It was not that fast.
We got up at 2:50 a.m. and then we walked 12 blocks.
There's nothing like watching people stumble around at, like.
Like I've said before, I lived in the French Quarter of New Orleans. I would get up at 5:30 a.m. to walk my dog. And there's nothing better than early morning drunks. And this was 3 a.m.
Perfect, like,
morning.
Closing time.
Hell's
stumble.
Kitchen. We saw a guy sleepwalking, eating his breakfast or food or burrito or something. But I'm saying, like, there's all the drunks in the world, and the people passed out in weird places. The most confusing thing to me was the man dressed in a collared shirt, looking spiffy, looking sober, walking down the street in determination, and I'm like, is the fucker going to work?
Well, the thing about seeing other people at 3 a.m. or 2:50, 3:30, whatever the fuck, is that you know you really technically have no business out at this time, so anybody else that you run across, they're either as crazy as you are.
Yeah.
Or they're up to no fucking good, or they're, like you said, they're drunk. Like, yeah, you know,
they're usually, and that, I mean, like, living in New Orleans, what I had learned, or what people told me, was, you know, those hours, like, the 3 to 6 is when the most crime, like, when it's the most dangerous,
yeah,
when
yeah,
the most crime and stuff, because nobody's out at that hour.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend, like, not doing it without the buddy system or
something. Oh, yeah, yeah, no, I would have Ubered or taxied. What the fuck were we thinking?
12 blocks. That's what we were thinking. Like,
12 blocks.
So when we get there, we got a good spot in line this time. We're like only like maybe 100 people deep in the line.
No. Ghostbuster,
I mean, boy, count. I know we were less than that. I was trying to. 88. I was doing common core shit just then. I was trying to round up and do. I was doing common core math again. But make no mistake, when you get there at 3:30. And you're like, okay, they've been letting us in early. This motherfucker ain't supposed to open till 10, but they've been letting us in early. Early in your head is still 8 fucking o'clock. Do you know how long it is from 3:30, do the math, to 8 o'clock?
Shelby, we've been sitting there for like 45 minutes, and Shelby's like, I gotta pee. And I'm like, there's a bush. I brought some wet wipes. And she, like, looks at it and is just like,
It's 4.5 fucking hours. So I'd mentally, like, it's a mental thing. I totally psyched myself out going, you're going to have to pee. So you don't know if you need to just lay down and sleep. Do you just stay up? Can you get comfortable?
And the little kids next to us were so, I mean, little kids.
The family was great.
The family next to us was so cute. Because, like, we get there and I'm a meal. I mean, like,
sleeping is my special skill. So I just sit my bag there, I plop my head on it, and I'm like, okay, go to sleep now. And at some point, like, I was awake and sitting up or something, and one of the boys next to us was like, you can sleep, we'll watch your stuff.
They're so sweet.
And they was the greatest family.
There was nobody that we were next to that was shitty in line ever. It was, and people were respectful, pretty much.
All around.
But so I had to just resort to Matt Murdock style meditation. Rhiannon looks at me, and I have my hoodie on, because all I bring, I have no winter clothes, and it's kind of chilly. I fucking, you know, four stupid in the morning. It's chilly. So, again, makes me have to pee. The colder you get, like, your body tenses up. Oh, fuck.
Oh, so, it was cold.
It was chilly. You know
what would have been really nice? A Luke Cage hoodie.
A Luke Cage hoodie. Luke Cage would have been nice. A bathroom would have been nice. So I resort to, I have my legs. I'm sitting there all like cross-legged and shit. Hoodie pulled down over my head, Matt Murdock style. Hands on either side, like hands, my elbows resting on my knees. Eyes closed, and Rhiannon like, are you okay?
You were in pain.
And I kind of was. And it was pure just mind over matter kind of shit. And then I was like, okay, I don't give a shit if my phone goes dead. I gotta find something to focus on and zone the fuck out for the next at least hour and a half. You know, like so while Rhiannon scarfs down a bagel, mini bagels for the win. So I find, like, I do read fanfic. We've talked about this. You know, fanfic's good for distractions and shit. So I found, like, this 13 fucking thousand word fanfic. And I'm a fast reader, but I'm trying to make this go as slow as possible. Like, I gotta kill the time. Gotta get the time. Please let it at least get 6:30 so it can at least be 7. Because if it gets to 7, they'll at least let us in by 8. But, yeah. Fast forward. We made it.
So, anyways, we made it.
We made it in.
Shelby didn't pee her pants.
I did not piss my pants.
She didn't pee in the bush, either.
We were fairly at the front, pretty much, for the Iron Fist thing. And for that morning, they did not make us wait. I guess they realized it was going to be the biggest motherfucker of the day. So, they tapped us in. Well, first of all, I was like, can I please go to the bathroom? And these people, the staff at New York Comic Con, are so nice and accommodating that they're like, yeah, sure. Fine. So.
They just went ahead and tapped you, didn't they?
Yes, he did tap me at that point.
Yeah.
Because he's like, we're going to go ahead and start tapping. So, we did that. We go to walk in to get in the showroom queue line. And for whatever reason, because I'm anal, I had not to give a shit about emails before. I'm like, oh, let's check and make sure we get our email. Because, again, all these things are going green. Valid. I don't know for sure if that was my fucking badge they scanned.
So, just to back up, like, there's an RFID card in your badge. And when you tap to, like, get a seat at a panel, we would get an email saying, congratulations, you're confirmed for this panel.
And guess what?
And Shelly didn't get an email.
I did not get an email. And everybody around me that had tapped behind me was like,
yeah, got mine.
I got mine. Check your spam folder. Nothing. And I was freaking the fuck out because I know this panel's going to fill up. Mm-hmm. I know. There's no doubt it's going to hit capacity. What the fuck do I do? I've already gotten out of line. I'm in the show queue line. What do I do? Chill the fuck out. She'll be just chill the fuck out. Again, if you listen to the other podcast, you know it all works out.
She got her email.
Shelby got in. But there's a moment of right there of, oh, this is the day that shit's not
going to work. I was like, this is the day that I throw the shit fit.
All worked out. Yeah. They let us in the showroom floor even on that day, I think a little early, it being a Saturday.
Is that when I did like the Sound of Music, like spinning in the aisles and knocked somebody over?
Maybe so.
Like, this is awesome. We have space. We can spin around, and I, like, changed my arms
and swing that off. Was the day, because
and I spun around, and I, like, hit somebody.
They let us in kind of in increments of, like, and we had a period of there was nobody on the showroom floor.
It was really awesome. Like, those 10 minutes that we had the showroom floor and could breathe.
And we're like, oh, fuck, I gotta immediately go back and get Iron Fist posters.
Yeah. And then we went out to breakfast.
Yeah, then we left that fucker and went and got real food, like a 3-egg motherfucking omelet.
I had a mimosa.
As you do.
Or was that the next day? No, it was yesterday.
I'm so fucking confused.
Yeah, because the only way to have the bacon asparagus omelet that I really wanted was to get a mimosa with it. I don't know why.
As you do in New York.
I don't know why, but that's what the waiter said had to happen. So that's what I did.
Yeah, I would shout out the diner name. Theater Row Diner? Is that what it was called?
Theater Row Diner on 42nd.
There you go. You can get tons of great shit, like, all fucking day long. And mimosas. So, and cookies. Chocolate chip cookies.
But don't.
So.
But they will keep refilling your cup of black coffee. Like, I just need all the black coffee.
Because we ate there Friday too, but that was I got a burger that day. It was an avocado burger. So we go back. It's around noon ish when we get back, like noon ish, and we make one more round to the showroom floor to check for more Marvel swag.
And our friend already texts us like, "I'm sitting in line."
Yeah, there's nobody here but me at the Iron Fist panel.
Okay.
I'm like, well, we want to go to the Marvel booth, see what swag they're giving away, in case it's changed. And then we're like, nothing's changed. My feet hurt. I'm tired of walking around. I'm tired of people. Let's go sit on the showroom floor, or let's go sit in the queue hall with our friend. And we did. And so we're walking to join our friend. So when you walk in at the front of the line. So you have to go all the way to the back of the room. And then you go down the chute so that you are in the back of the line. But considering there was just our friend sitting at the front of the line, like, we walked all the way back, and when we went to walk down the chute, there was, like, security tape blocking him. So I asked the security guard, I'm like, so do I just duck under? And he's like, what panel are you doing? And I'm like, the Netflix one. And he's like, the one that starts at 6:30?
Are you dead or are you confused?
He's like, he looks at the sign, he looks at us, and I'm like, shut up, I just want to go ahead and sit here. Like, whatever. He's like, okay. I mean, that's the thing. Like, security was really just like,
so cool.
I mean,
the only thing he said was, if you'll just give me a minute, we're going to move that line over. We're going to move it over to shoot one. You know, it's a bigger, we have more
space. Yeah, he was like, let me just check. I want to move it over and all that. And I was like, well, can we just go sit with our friend and you tell us where to move? And he's like, yeah, I know you guys are here first. they were so sweet, the security guards. And so, yeah, they moved us over and they started the shoot, and we just sort of camped out. I mean, I'm telling you, like, the theme of this day was Rihanna naps on hard concrete. I just, like, set up.
And Shelby was next to a bathroom for the
Yeah, like, you're right there. You're next to a bathroom. There's a water fountain. And they didn't care. I mean, it wasn't, like, so when I did Times Square New Year's Eve, it very much was, like, whatever, if you can't take it, there's a couple million other people here that can. So fuck off. Like, if you need to pee, there's people happy to take your place here on the street. If you need to. So, like, it was just like survive, you know, like survive, make it happen. This con, it was like, you need to leave and go pee, leave and go pee. We know you're in here.
Yeah.
Like, but throughout the day, the security guards came by and were like, you guys are eating, right?
Yeah, they were cheering us all.
They were like, you're taking care of yourselves. You guys are drinking enough water.
Because you're going to get in. You're not going to be front row is probably what they wanted to tell us. Like, you do.
Well, they knew. Well, and they were like, we know you are the front. You know, like, we know you are here first. And they were trying to find ways to get us in.
Yes,
they were trying. They hinted at getting us in, like, the med badge line, because if you had a medical issue, you went in before all the people in the chute.
Yeah.
They were trying to find ways to get us in, of which was just sweet. They were wonderful. I mean, one of the guys is an aspiring comedian, and he would come over and, like, do his show for us. Which, more power to him. I mean,
Exactly. Yeah, he talked to us a long time, and there's so many nice ones.
Yeah.
That stopped through, like you said, throughout the day, just to.
And our crowd grew.
It did.
You know,
we were only there maybe for an hour,
yeah,
by ourselves before people started.
And that was other fans.
And we cheered them on. They cheered us on. We had our own little VIP lounge, is what it felt like. Cause we,
it was even like as the line grew, like as it got time for the panel to start. So there became a rhythm to all of this. Like people show up early. You just sit on the floor, spread your stuff out.
Go get pizza, whatever you want
to get. Yeah, you do whatever. But like as more people got there, there was a rhythm to it. They would make everybody stand up and move forward. Just to make room for other people in the shoot. So they pretty much, like, we had our VIP lounge, and they were like, you guys just sit still, whatever, we're gonna go mess with these people. And they would, like, make them stand up, make them scrunch up, make more room in the shoot, make it so more people could fit in. And it was really awesome. It was really awesome. Until they loaded us into the room, then they confused us.
With tap.
Yeah, they had like some contest. Tap your badge here, and you can win front row seats, or you can win this, or you can win that.
And all we heard in the chaos was like tap your badge.
Yeah, all we heard was we're going into the room, and we hear tap your badge, and we're like ah.
And we got separated a little bit after all that, but
yeah. And we went to the panel and all of that. That's a whole other podcast.
See the other podcast for that. It was fucking great. A Marvel panel. If you can ever do a Marvel panel, it's worth it. It's worth getting up at 2:50.
And then we came home and slept.
Came home and slept?
No, we came home, recorded a podcast.
And then you slept.
And then Rhiannon slept.
That's every sentence should end, and then Rhiannon slept. Rhiannon just ate a bagel, and then she slept. Yes. Rhiannon walked 12 blocks, and then she slept.
That's my special skill.
So now we're down to last day.
Aww.
It's our last day in New York.
And we woke up to the sounds of rain.
I get up, and Rhiannon's like, what time is it? And I was like, I don't even know, what the fucking time was it? 10 till 6? Like 5:50, is that what it was?
I don't know. It's half past get the fuck
up. 5:20, 5 something. Because in my head, I was still like, I think we need to get up early. A little bit.
Yeah.
It's Sunday. Fuckers don't have anything else to do on Sunday.
Yeah,
it was raining.
It was raining and stuff.
Which is part of Hurricane Matthew.
Yeah, we didn't give the lady enough money.
But it was like just enough. It wasn't a pouring rain. It was just enough to get you.
It's just enough irritating. And we walked down, and so we got there at what, 7-ish?
Probably a little bit before 7.
Yeah,
probably.
And we were pretty darn close.
Yeah, not much further than.
Yeah, that. I mean, not much further than the day before at 3 a.m. Which, if we had gone at 7, we would have been blocks away. I mean, there's no comparison in the 2 days.
No.
Went right in. There was much more standing around, but we tapped for John Bernthal.
Punisher! It was not a Marvel panel. We knew that going in. It was just a John Bernthal spotlight. And it was not until like 2:30? Three or something at 3 in the afternoon, and we had the
3, and then but before that we had a special panel for Marvel
for special Unlimited people
Plus. For Marvel Unlimited Plus members, because we do that, and that's also how I got to go to the Luke Cage premiere. So if you are in the New York metro area and you're not an MU Plus member, you can't be jealous of the shit we're doing, because you could totally be doing it.
You could totally do it. And this year, if you just signed up for the Marvel MasterCard, they let you go in.
Yeah.
So.
And there were a few comic creators there. They had, like, white men.
Yeah, some white men.
Somebody called them out on the panel being all white men. So power to that woman.
Yes.
They went through some comic stuff, like, stuff that we don't.
I'd only read like the Nick stuff, the Captain America Hydra stuff a little bit. That's all I had.
Yeah, and we got the guy that made Captain America Hydra was there. It was a fun group of fans too.
And Agent M.
Agent M, Ryan Penagos, that runs the Marvel digital stuff. He was the moderator, so it was awesome to see Agent M. And then Agent M gave us the Iron Fist screening stuff again.
Yes,
we got to see the Iron Fist stuff again.
We got to see Danny again.
We got to see Danny
again
do the hallroom fight.
Yes.
And then we got to see Colleen do the
get the beat down to
So it was nice. I mean, since we're not going to get to see all of that stuff again until March, it was really cool that we got to see really it with Agent
fucking
M.
Fucking cool. And today I've watched the Iron Fist trailer like a bunch.
Yeah. So that was that was worth it just to get to see those stuff that stuff again. They gave us a Spider-Gwen comic. They
with
Matt Murdock
in it,
and we got to see we also got to see a clip from the upcoming Spider-Man animated series.
And the people running this was our first time being in a small room. This mm-hmm. is not the 1D main stage room.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
This was panels off to the side, which we had not traipsed over to because it might, oh my God, it might have interfered with something, like, major. So we didn't even try to go to any of the smaller panels because there's shit going on in these rooms all day long.
Well, and I mean, like, I did a lot of those smaller panels. When I did North Carolina Comic Con, it was, like, all of the smaller panels. And I mean, in my experience, they're a lot more comic booky, and they're very, you know.
Well, there's a lot of writer stuff. There's a lot of comic
niche.
And then there's a lot of like the shows, like Outsiders panel, and some of the.
There were a lot of shows there, and I, you know, if Stars had brought Outlander, or you know, there's a lot of stuff that we would have gone and seen, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah, because the John Wick Marvel mess, you know, kind of fucked with me going to The Walking Dead. That was at Madison Square Garden, because that's another thing too. You have to choose one or the other. Madison Square Garden had John Wick yesterday and Walking Dead, and I was of course. I mean, who wouldn't want to go do some of that major shit? But
yeah,
I can't miss my boy Danny. Can't miss that shit.
So and then we went from there, and like we grabbed some food. Maybe did we? No. We thought about grabbing food.
No, we went
pretty much straight from there to the John Bernthal line.
Yeah, because we'd gotten breakfast before.
Yeah. We went from there to the John Bernthal line, and we ended up basically getting the same seats for John Bernthal that we got
breakfast. Yes, yeah.
Without getting up at 3 a.m., yeah. Without sitting in the line for 6 hours.
Yeah.
And John was just a sweetheart. It was a Q&A panel. It wasn't a Marvel panel. There was no Punisher footage.
And the Q&A panels are so fucking fun. I mean, they're a little... Sometimes I cringe because I can't stand it's like you don't have control over the situation. A moderator, you at least feel like, okay, they've screened questions. Okay, you know what
the moderator is.
This
moderator was very good.
But when people stand up and go to ask them questions, I cringe sometimes because, like, oh my God, they're going to ask something that's... Oh, really? Like, awkward, but...
And there were a few. There's always a few.
But they're also so much fun, because you can have somebody ask something, and you'll learn something that you didn't know, or a story will get told that you hadn't heard before, whatever. But John Bernthal, who is the nicest, the opposite of Frank Castle as you can be, charmed the fuck out of all of us in that room.
He really did. And this was my first time. All the other panels, I just sort of, for the MCU exchange, handed things over. But this one, I actually tried live tweeting, and it was awesome.
He has some good quotes and stuff.
Yeah, he has some good words.
Couldn't talk about a lot of shit because of Marvel.
But the moderator was so good at that. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, someone would ask a question, and he's like, I'm not even going to make you respond to that.
Yeah.
It was very good. Very, very well run. Enjoyable.
Yeah. So, yay, John Bernthal.
Yay.
He needs to do all the panels, all the shit. I mean, to me, it was a big deal, too. Like, here's this one guy, just one dude up there who's, yeah, he's been on The Walking Dead and he's done some movies and he's been, like, season 2 of Daredevil, and he filled up that entire fucking room.
Yeah.
And he's and that's to me, that's a big deal. He's not Norman Reedus. This is John Bernthal, you know?
Yeah.
And that just made my heart explode. Like, so much love for John Bernthal. And I was glad that he got to feel that, because like I said, it was just him by himself and cool as shit. Cool as fuck. Cool as fuck. Yay, Punisher.
That was our last panel, and then we walked around a little bit more, went back to Artist Alley just to one last.
And we were just like, we're done. And we're like, do we just walk out and leave? I mean, it feels like we've been like
we moved into this place. Do we tap our badge? Do they want a bag?
I feel like I'm in a relationship with this concrete floor.
Can I go back to the cue hall now?
Should we go back? I think I made you walk through Artist Alley one more time.
Yeah.
And then we left, and it was over. The end.
It was a great experience. I didn't know going in if I'd want to do it again. I would definitely do this one again.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I don't know, like I was saying, I don't know if I need to do all 4 days ever again.
Yeah, well now now we can plan a little bit more. And if they keep things with the badge tapping about this the same, they don't go to changing up some other fucked up system, you know, next year, then yeah, I'm all for it. I think I know. I have a better gauge of what you have to do.
Yeah.
And I'm a main panel kind of person. I'm a main panel I like the artist main artist alley kind of person. I'm not a showroom floor person, but that's
And I liked the badge tapping system. Madison Square Garden had a different system that's more like San Diego Comic-Con, and that's what most of my brain has been. Do I want to do San Diego next year, which I might have an opportunity to. So we'll see. I don't know.
I mean, it would be cool. I understand why they get away from VIPs and stuff like that. It would be cool if a VIP pass for extra whatever dollars got you in to the main stage panels.
Well, and it was frustrating to do all that we did and then be so far back for Iron Fist. I mean, we knew we weren't going to be front row and, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
But it was frustrating to go through all that and then be thwarted by so many things.
Yeah.
Just in walking in.
So I wish they would go back to maybe that. Like, maybe not guarantee you a fucking front row seat, but it guarantees that you don't have to waste your time.
Yeah.
In a queue line. You can do more of it. You could do more. And then you could do the smaller panels the way it's kind of tough going from here to there to do that. That would be my only other suggestion, is to, you know, definitely sell some VIP passes to do that, to cut down. And then you cut down on some of that shit.
Yeah.
So that's, but other than that, great. I mean, it's run smooth as shit, really.
It really was.
I
know there were some issues. I mean, like we said, we met a few mean security guards outside of the queue hall, and we heard there were some major issues on Friday.
And our
were lucky enough to never encounter them. Yeah. Our experience was nothing but positive.
And our Marvel Plus like crew today was a little they were uptight.
Yeah,
I don't know if they've had enough, and it's Sunday, and they're ready to go home. But that was funny that we're over here on this small fucking panel over here, and it's being run like fucking 1D.
Oh my god, it was just like. You should not. Anyways, this woman was done.
She was done with Comic-Con. She was done with the poles being knocked over.
She was done.
And I think we are done. I'm coming back next year, maybe.
Hopefully. Yay!
All right. Okay, and that's it.
Later.
Bye.